On the show today, we have CU Student Choice's very own Jim Holt and EdMIT's co-founder and CEO Nick Dukoff talking about their partnership and how EdMIT matches the right student with the right college. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have CU Student Choice's very own Jim Holt and EdMIT's co-founder and CEO Nick Dukoff. Nick, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. And so you guys, CU Student Choice and EdMIT have, and I'm pronouncing it right, Nick, is it EdMIT? Okay,
yep.
Cool. You guys have just embarked on a new partnership, but before we get into the partnership, Nick, can you explain what EdMIT does? Because I'm reading the press release and your website. It's pretty cool stuff. I think this is going to be a very popular popular resource if it's not already.
Thank you. EdMIT provides personalized reports and advice to help families make smarter college financial choices.
And it's, I think, because, I mean, you're kind of matching what works perfect with what student or student to be. It's like, because, you know, back in the day when we were all looking for colleges, it was kind of like, you know, throwing darts at a wall sometimes. Like, well, will that one stick? But now it's like, gosh, you can really kind of hone it down to what really fits the school and the student, right?
That's right. And we really look at what we call financial fit. Historically, it's really been about academic fit. But we think, families need to consider not only where their student is going to have a great academic experience, mm-hmm. but where they're going to be able to come out of that with financial independence.
Very cool. And Jim, tell us about the partnership. How did it start and how are you guys going to work together?
Well, it started from right behind me here. TCU. TCU is one of our owners.
Okay.
TCU is from a choice, so we are owned by 10 other credit unions. TCU is one of them. So TCU has a really cool thing called the FinTech Innovation Center in downtown Boston. That's where we're at right
yep.
now.
Cool place.
So we learned about EdMIT, and Mike, it's a perfect fit for what we're all about.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to your earlier question, what I love about EdMIT is there's all of these great resources that will help you learn how to buy a car. Right. But there really isn't much out there about trying to figure out where to go and how to best afford college,
right.
You know, price would be.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I mean, if you go out on the car using that example, I mean, there's, you know, things like Edmunds and Carvana and True Price or True Car, Kelley Blue Book.
KBD.com. Yep.
Right. And EdMIT is kind of like the Kelley Blue Book, if you think about it.
I like that.
I mean, because so you plug in your household income, you plug in your GPA, you plug in your test scores, and it's able to kind of give you kind of the invoice, right? I mean, kind of like the net price, what that actual price would be.
Mm-hmm.
That might gives families the capability to kind of compare what the actual price would be at this private college to this public university to this out-of-state public to this other liberal arts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great tool.
Yeah, I like the financial aspect of it too. You want to add something there, Nick?
Yeah, you know, something a lot of families don't know is that 92% of people don't pay the published tuition price. So only 8% of students pay the published tuition price
really?
By the college.
Yeah.
You know, that would be like the MSRP,
yeah.
right?
I like it.
But people don't know, one, that they won't pay that price, and two, what they should pay. And that's one of the things that EdMIT helps do, is help mm-hmm. them understand their true
yeah.
cost of attending a given college.
Yeah, that makes sense. And why it made perfect sense for us, Mike, is, you know, at the CUSO, we work with, you know, roughly around 300 credit unions across the country, and we provide and help them provide low-cost financing to help their members best
mm-hmm.
afford college education. But what we also do is we also try to provide a lot of rich content and curriculum around ways to avoid taking out too much loans.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A bit of kind of a dichotomy there, but that's what we do, right? We want to make sure families exhaust all of the more affordable solutions first.
Mm-hmm.
Or they take on a private student loan. So EdMIT allows us to kind of go further upstream and be able to start working with families early in the process where they're making really good, smart decisions on where they're going to go to college,
yeah.
where they
yeah.
won't need as much loan So it's a great fit for us.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah, it sounds like a very complementary relationship, big time. And this is like one of the biggest, I mean, besides, you know, buying a home or maybe a Maserati or something like this, this is one of the biggest financial decisions a family can make. And it sets the kind of the path or the future for their children. So yeah, this is, I think it's a fantastic resource. So how will a credit union use this? So you're going to obviously offer it through CU Student Choice, and then the credit union go, okay, here, hey, if you have kids going to college, here's a great resource we can offer you through our credit. Is that how it's going to work? Or
that's how it's going to work. Yeah. So with CU Student Choice, we're going to reach out to the broader credit union community to be able to get the word out. And I think this is going to make such a big difference, right? So if you think about the kitchen table conversation, right? And, you know, you say you have, a son or a daughter, mm-hmm. you know, that's a sophomore or junior in high school. So they're going to start looking at, you know, colleges, right? They're going to start doing those, you know, on-campus visits. And so what this solution is going to allow us to do is typically that family will pick 5, 6, 7 different colleges, and they'll go do those on-campus visits, and their son or daughter will fall in love with one of them.
Oh, yeah.
And what will happen, Mike, is that one college that they fall in love with could be really expensive.
That's usually the case, isn't it?
And then you have to try to unravel everything. Because now your son or daughter's just like, there's this emotional like connection. So what Edmit will allow credit unions to do and help their members with is get in front of that. So go use Leverage Edmit. You know, understand what the net price will be at, say, you know, 8, 9, 10 different colleges, and then understand what is the most or best financial fit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then of those, let's say 4 or 5, then schedule the on-site
right.
visit. And then you don't have to unravel anything.
So exactly.
That's our goal. That's okay. Our goal, to get out and plug that in.
How do you see this working, Nick? I mean, because it's obviously you're being exposed to a whole new market here for Edmit, and credit unions are kind of leading the way with a lot of these things. So what's your take on all of this?
Yeah, no, we're thrilled. I mean, it's so important for us to find mission-aligned partners like CU Student Choice. Families have a really hard time with this, and students come out of college too often with debt that is just crushing,
mm-hmm.
and that prevents them from enjoying a lot of the fruit of life.
Right.
You know, they
right.
delay things like buying a car, buying a house, starting a family. You know, all the trends in all of those is later, later, later.
Right.
And you know, the big driver of that is student debt. And not to say we're going to solve, you know, this problem. It's a big problem. You know, it's a multi-trillion-dollar problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
if we with CU Student Choice and the credit unions, you know, that partner together with us, you know, can help a student $5,000 at a time, you know, even $1,000 at a time.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's a good dent that we're making.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I agree. Jim, how do you see this benefiting credit unions? Kind of looking at the bigger picture here, how do you see it benefiting credit unions and obviously trickling down to their members? So what do you see in the bigger picture here for credit unions yeah. with this?
Yeah, Mike, I think it allows credit unions to start to build these really good, strong, lasting connections with young adults.
Mm-hmm.
So they're inserting themselves in a process where they are really providing a great resource, you know, for them in selecting the right college. And so when you take a look at the average credit union member age, right, Mike, it's 47, 48 years
mm-hmm.
old. This tool will really help so many families out there and kind of first introduce the credit union value to all of these, you know, young Gen Zs, people out there. And I think that will make a huge difference, because then I think as they go through that process, they'll have this identification with their credit union, their local credit union, and how they help them. And I think that's going to translate well after college.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Nick, anything to add?
Yeah, one of the things Jim and I were talking about today is we're doing something new where in our educational content, we're writing all of our posts for two different audiences. We have one post that's written that includes more detail for adults, mm-hmm. parents, mm-hmm. and other adults that are helping students with this process.
Right.
And then another one that's in a completely different format Brighter colors, less dense content, more bullets, bigger pictures for teens. So, for each page of content about, these topics like the FAFSA or other, financial aid, student loan related content, one for the adult and one for the teen.
Gotcha. So those are your two audiences, right? So you actually have two audiences, one for the adults and then one for the high school kids, basically, right?
That's right.
Okay. Okay, and so, and this actually helps out credit unions as well, is introducing them to a younger audience as well. So, this is getting two birds with one stone here. So, all right, kudos to you guys. So, and having said that, so what are the goals for the partnership? Jim, I'll let you go first, and then Nick, you can add in.
Yeah, I think the goals are pretty easy. I mean, we really want to extend, the visibility to this resource to as many members as we possibly mm-hmm. can. Right. So, I mean, that's the goal here, is to really try to help families make good, informed decisions on what college makes sense, what's a financial fit selection for. Right. And I want to amplify. I love the fact that we're going upstream on this and being able to help with these decisions before it's too late, before you have to try to unravel or you end up doing something and taking on more debt than you actually really need.
Right.
So I think that's the goal, is to really be able to get out to the credit union industry, allow credit unions to take this message to their members that I think is really going to resonate.
Very cool. Nick?
Yeah, so at Edmit, we measure everything. And, one of the things I'm really excited to see from this partnership is more credit union members going to more A colleges. And for us, we give a financial grade for every student and every college. So unlike, say, U.S. News and World Report that ranks colleges, 1 to N,
right.
For every set of colleges for a given student, we say this is a financial fit of an A for you or a B or a C. So one of the things I'm excited to see is, more credit union members going to more A colleges, right, for them. Right. And that will mean that student is more likely to be able to graduate on time with less debt, and ready to take on life from a position of strength and not one of weakness.
Right, right. And that's the whole point of going to college, right, is to kind of leverage what you learn there and get kind of a head start in life, basically, or study what you study your passion. What do you really want to do in life? And so take that career path and come out, like you said, not with this big monkey on your back, so... Excellent move. All right, guys, where can we find out more information about this partnership and then Edmit, obviously, and really delve into it a little bit more? Where can we find out some more info?
Yeah, come out to studentchoice.org.
Okay.
Right? Go out to studentchoice.org, go into Credit Union Solutions Financial Wellness, and you'll see everything you need to know about Edmit. And it'll be coming to you real soon, all these credit unions out there. So we're going to try to get the message out.
Yeah.
And we just kind of started this partnership, okay. So we're super excited about it, Mike. But that would be a place that they can go to, studentchoice.org.
Got it. Very cool. And Nick, any final words of wisdom to wrap up here?
No, listen to Jim. He knows what he's talking
about. All right, we will. All right, guys, thank you so much for your time. And Nick, this is such a great tool, such a great tool. Congrats. And look forward to big things from this partnership. Maybe we'll revisit in about 6 months or a year or something like that and see where we're at.
Yeah, we'll have some good, fun, exciting news probably forthcoming here soon.
Okay. So look forward to it.
Thanks.
All right, guys. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. And again, we'll be keeping an eye out on the partnership.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.